This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Greg Kim. The Alaska Housing Finance Corporation will pay up to 3 months' rent for eligible Alaskans struggling financially during the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic. KYUK's Olivia Eberts has the details on how to apply.
The program's application period will be open from September 13th to October 3rd, which comes just several weeks after the U.S. Supreme Court ended the Center for Disease Control's nationwide eviction moratorium. A spokesperson for the program said the rent could either be applied retroactively or towards future rent and will be paid directly to landlords. To qualify, you must meet an income standard. You must make 80% or less of your region's median income. For the Bethel census area, that's less than $45,520 and less than $30,800 for the Kuzilvac census area. You must also show proof of housing insecurity and proof that at least one of your household members has suffered financially because of the COVID-19 pandemic. You're not eligible for the program if you're currently receiving Alaska Housing Rent Relief Program funds, but you could still be if you've received them in the past. To check your eligibility, head to alaskahousingrelief.org. Over one-third of Alaskans applied for the program the last time it was offered. A spokesperson for the program said if anyone's struggling with the application, they should call the program directly at 1-844-330-8290. That's 1-844-330-8290. In Bethel, I'm Olivia Eberts.
Next, in health. Hospitalizations for COVID-19 are at an all-time high in Alaska. Nearly a dozen more people were admitted to the state's overwhelmed hospitals yesterday, where 1 in 5 patients are sick with the virus. Wednesday, there were nearly 200 people in the hospital with COVID-19. Most of those patients are unvaccinated. According to the state's data, almost all of South Central and Interior intensive care units are full or near capacity. Doctors in the state have repeatedly warned that the system is at its limit. Hospitalizations have roughly doubled since state hospital officials sounded the alarm about a month ago. The state reported more than 840 new cases of COVID-19 for Tuesday, among the highest single-day counts since the pandemic began. The state also reported that another 5 Alaskans with the virus have died. The Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation reported 69 new COVID-19 cases for Wednesday, the highest single-day total since January. Just over 60% of Alaskans 12 and older have had their first dose of the vaccine, which is below the national average. And finally, Congress set aside $8 billion for tribal entities across the country as part of the CARES Act. But it took a U.S. Supreme Court ruling in June to free up some of those pandemic relief funds for Alaska Native corporations. As Coast Alaska's Jacob Resnick reports, some of the village corporations got large payouts, while others got relatively little. And corporation executives say they're still trying to understand the wide disparities in disbursements.
The Supreme Court ruling freed up nearly $450 million in federal pandemic relief. Corporations large and small had applied, some expecting to be able to offer some direct relief to their shareholders.
Our amount was going to be around $154,000. So we thought, my gosh, did we fill out the forms wrong? You know, maybe we missed something.
That's Don Bremner. He's president of Yakutat Kwan Inc. That's Yakutat's village corporation, which has just about 500 shareholders. That means the federal aid would work out to about $300 a person.
It wasn't something to get excited about. That's pretty much chump change in any corporation our size, you know.
It was a similar story in Angoon. Melissa Kukesh chairs the board of Kutznawu Inc., which has about 1,100 shareholders with ties to the Southeast Village on Admiralty Island.
Our corporation only received $168,625. And it's disturbing, especially when, you know, an urban corporation just up the way from us receives over $11 million.
She's referring to Juno's Gold Belt Inc. It received about $11 million, and its board is working to distribute the cash to its 4,000-odd shareholders.
We're trying to push out as much as possible to shareholders to get their relief, to get that money in their hands as quickly as possible.
That's McHugh Pierre, Gold Belt's CEO. The Juno Corporation is offering its shareholders up to $2,600 in direct assistance through the end of September. Then it'll decide what to do with the rest of its cash.
There's enough for everybody. This isn't a needs-based system where your income qualifies. If you can certify you had expenses and you're a Gold Belt shareholder, we have enough money for everybody to receive relief.
Juno's native corporation has about four times as many shareholders as Angoon's, yet it received more than 60 times as much federal pandemic relief. A federal database listing the CARES Act payouts to Alaska Native corporations shows these disparities were common. Staff at a number of Native corporations said they didn't understand exactly how the formula worked, but corporations with more shareholders didn't necessarily get more money. Village corporations have been seeking an explanation from the Treasury Department, but Nathan McCowan, chair of the Alaska Native Village Corporation Association, says they haven't gotten a satisfying answer.
They were translucent, but not transparent.
According to the Treasury, one of the factors would be the number of employees the corporation and its subsidiaries have. McCowan says that seems to have affected many of the payouts.
From what I've heard so far, there does seem to be a strong correlation in that the larger the operating base, the larger the number of employees, the greater amount of money that the corporation received.
That might explain the case of Afognak Native Corporation. It received $19.2 million, or nearly $20,000 for each of its 1,000-odd shareholders. It's a relatively small village corporation with ancestral ties to the Kodiak Archipelago, but its revenues are more than $500 million a year. It also helps explain why Juno's Gold Belt, which boasts more than two dozen subsidiaries, received more than twice as much of this federal relief as Sea Alaska, the ANCSA corporation with the most shareholders overall. Sea Alaska executives declined to comment, but released a statement directed at its 23,000 shareholders, saying the federal formula favored corporations with more than 1,000 employees. The corporation to receive far and away the most CARES Act funds for tribal entities was CIRI, the regional corporation serving the Cook Inlet region, including Anchorage, Kenai, and the Mat-Su. It took in more than $111 million, or roughly $12,000 per shareholder.
I don't know how Treasury made their calculations to determine the allocation.
Ethan Tyler is a CIRI spokesperson. He says the regional corporation serves the most populous part of the state. It runs South Central Foundation, which serves some 60,000 Alaska Natives and Native Americans.
I can say they appear to be based on three factors, which are tribal population, employment, and increased expenditures. But we were not provided a basis for the amount of funding that the Treasury allocated to anyone.
This money has strings attached. It has to be spent on pandemic-related expenses. And under current deadlines, CIRI's full $111 million has to be spent by the end of the year.
And we're actively seeking to extend that deadline.
This month, CIRI announced its shareholders can apply for assistance of up to $1,500 plus more for those with dependents. That's not something many other corporations will be able to offer their shareholders, especially in rural Southeast Alaska.
It's just really challenging.
That's Kutznuwu Inc.'s Melissa Kukesh again.
And the amount of money that we received, if we divided it up between our shareholders, it would be less than $150, I believe. And that can't even get you a plane ticket to Angoon.
Which doesn't have an airport. All air service comes via seaplanes that land on the water. That's another project her village corporation is working on, trying to develop an airstrip for the island community. With additional reporting from Liz Ruskin in Anchorage, I'm Jacob Resnick in Juneau.
Thank you for listening to KYUK News. Please send any news tips to news@kyuk.org and stay tuned for News Yuktun coming up.